You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. My name is Sam and I am with my new friend, Katie Lyon. Just one. You're not Lyon, right?
Just one. Not Lyons, just Lyon.
Lyon, L-Y-O-N, yeah. Lyon, singular. So she is the marketing director for Furnish Finder, which if you don't know about that, you will by the end of this episode. And if you are wanting to get into real estate this year and you're wanting to actually cash flow heavily and cash flow the way you should, midterm is kind of your only option right now with what the market's doing. So we're going to break all that down from what midterm rentals are. I'm going to dig into the best practices for those, as well as how Furnish Finder can be a huge resource. It's like the only place to go. Think of it as like Zillow, Apartments.com, the MLS, Realtor.com, all in one for midterm rentals. So it's got everything, as well as like bigger pockets and faster freedom, because it teaches people how to be good operators and landlords as well. So if you wouldn't mind giving the audience a little background on yourself, as far as, you know, personally and kind of where you're investing, because you invest as well as the kind of the Furnish Finder pitch. So feel free to take it over and kind of run with it for a few minutes. Give the audience a little background on yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Katie Lyon. I am located in the Denver area. I've been with Furnish Finder for about 2 years. I've been in marketing for 10, 12, 15 years. I don't know. I've lost count now, but I used to work at a private equity commercial real estate investment firm and then found myself with Furnish Finder. So I've been familiar with real estate for a really long time, but this is definitely a different angle on it as far as commercial versus residential and private investing. So I have been a part of Furnish Finder's crazy growth, where we've exploded. Now we have over 250,000 listings on the platform. And during that time, I realized the potential of midterm renting as well. So we've previously had one long-term rental that we kind of stumbled into. It was our old house. And since then, in the span of about 18 months or so, we have gained 9 midterm rentals, a mixture of purchase and arbitrage with my family. So we've made it into a little family business. So now I get the joy of, you know, I work on the back end of Furnish Finder and I get to be a part of that great team. And then at the same time, I am like literally living and breathing midterm rentals every day. So it's a pretty cool perspective. And I've come to really appreciate all that midterms have to offer.
Yeah, midterms are huge. And I think they're going to be going forward. I liken this to, I know they've been around a while, but I liken this to like getting involved in short-term rentals in like 2005 or six. Like, I think that we're just beginning to get the ball rolling. So to quickly, for those that don't know, a midterm rental is exactly what it says. It's a medium midterm rental. So a short-term rental is anywhere from like one night usually to a week or two. Mm-hmm. And then a long-term rental is 12 months or more. So midterms fit right in the middle. Majority of midterms are going to be that 30 to 60 to 90 day rent for a traveling nurse, for a traveling professional. And it may sound like, well, how many really traveling nurses out there? How many people really need to rent a house for 60 days or for 90 days? And the answer is a lot. Mm-hmm. You may have more updated data than I do. Last I checked, there were about 1.9 million traveling nurses. Do you guys have any updated data on that?
You know, that seems pretty accurate to me. What's interesting is now traveling nurses are just less than 50% of the traffic on our site as far as travelers. So that has shifted a lot over the past few years. Travel nurses have been around for a really long time. People usually think about them associated with COVID. It definitely spiked with COVID because the needs for different medical centers were so variant from time to time and kind of as the waves hit. But they've been around for a long time. They just go to different communities and serve as that hospital might have shortages in staffing or different needs, because that stuff is always fluid. But what's really increased is digital nomads and people who, you know, they might have a family and they work remote now post COVID. So they might say, hey, we want to go live next to grandma for 2 months in the summer while the kids aren't in school. Or corporate travelers who are traveling on a contract basis for 6 months or so. Or also in this market in particular, you know, you sell your house and you might not be ready to buy the next one for a while, or you don't want to sell your house because you have so much equity, so you're going to renovate it, but they're going to gut your kitchen. So you need a place to stay. So once you start to really think about it, there's a lot of different use cases for midterm rentals. And yeah, the average stay is roughly 90 to 100 days. But a lot of times it can go up to 6-9 months or more.
What is the average stay? Just so I'm curious, just for me.
Yeah, the average stay is about 90 to 100 days, but it's pretty common for a travel nurse in particular, or a traveling medical professional, to extend their initial 13-week contract another 13 weeks if they're liking it. Usually they're bound to those 26 weeks, which is roughly 6 months. But yeah, it's not uncommon.
That is crazy. Okay, cool. All right, well, let's, you good to get pick back up to York? Okay, we should be on low data mode. All right, we'll keep rocking with it. All right, okay. So we threw out a lot of numbers there, but just from my simple like math, because that's not like my strength, is it sounds like there's 2 million, maybe a little bit less traveling nurses, but now that's about half of the what people are actually going through Furnished Finder and renting midterm rentals. So there's a whole nother aspect of the digital nomads, the younger mm-hmm. people traveling. They want to live in Florida for 3 months, then they want to go live in California for 3 months, then they want to go live in New York for 6 months. So people traveling, and with technology and jobs and the wave of the future, that's going to be more common. So from my monkey math, we're looking at like 3.5 to 4 million traveling professionals, or people that need to travel locally or nationally. And there's 250,000 houses on Furnished Finder right now. Is that right?
Yeah, you're doing some good monkey math.
Okay, so
it's always going to be hard to like nail down exact numbers with midterms, because it's fluid and we don't. But there's definitely a lot of demand, and it is increasing.
Yes, so that's kind of where I was going with that. So if somebody's thinking, hey, I don't know if there's going to be enough demand, I want to go short term because I know people are going to, wherever I am, people are going to want to rent, or long term, obviously people need that, but people need midterms as well. And if mm-hmm. anything, that separation of supply and demand, which if you own the supply and the demand is high, that is a good thing in any type of business. That's where we are in midterm rentals, and I don't see it correcting itself anytime soon. Even if all the things I'm doing right now with my new midterm program and my students that I'm teaching to get into space, I feel like we are going to start to get some momentum there. I still don't think that, and there's amazing other people like we mentioned earlier offline, Jesse and Sarah, those type of people teaching this and pushing this. There still is going to be a big variance in supply and demand, in my opinion, for a while. Would you agree with that?
I would. And the other thing to keep in mind, especially if anyone's coming from the short-term world, is with midterm, on average, you only need 4 tenants a year, right? So you're not looking to have 50 travelers
there.
Yeah,
I mean, like, for sure, that's a huge thing. So that the most expensive part about owning rental properties, and I own like 150 single family houses, and those are all long term. We have about mm-hmm. 20-25 short term and midterm. So we're converting some short terms to midterms. We're converting some long terms to midterms. I have some apartment complexes that we're converting a few units that are near some hospitals to midterm. So we're going all in on the midterm game. But knowing what I know for the long term game, and having rentals and having the long term, which I love those still. But the most expensive part about owning real estate is the turnover. So if a tenant stays there for 2 or 3 years, they're going to live there. Even if they take good care of it, there's going to be issues. You're not collecting rent for a while. The cash flow is tight throughout the whole process because of the cost of money. And then when they move out, if they you get a deposit or not, and it's just very expensive because you're not collecting rent, but you have a ton of expenses going out the door. Midterm rentals, from my experience so far, and you can tell me, they're just that, in my opinion, that's like some of the best tenant base. Yeah. Like, I love our long-term tenants, but they're living there with their family and their dog, and things happen, and it gets messy. And short term, they're partying there, or they're having a family reunion, or they're on vacation. They're not really worried about the midterm space, especially the traveling nurses, but all of them for the most part, like, they're there. And I know traveling nurses, I have students that travel as well as invest, and they're like, we're there, we're sleeping, we're working, right. we're picking up extra shifts to try to make some money. We're away from our family potentially, or younger, not like you're not like out about all the time, because you're working and sleeping. Obviously they do other things, but in general, the tenant base is just a really, really solid tenant base compared to the other two, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal tenant base. They're very, very professional. Even when you think about a relocating family, like, they're a family. They're not going on vacation. They're not there to go to the beach and drag a bunch of sand in, or ask you for a beach towel at 11 p.m. Like, they're there to settle in and make it make it their home. And that's really the main difference when you think about how these tenants are treating the property and living in the property short term versus midterm. They're making a home and they're looking for a home because they're there for at least 30 days. Personally, I've experienced a very few tenants that are only there for 30 days. The average of 90 to 100 totally holds up. But they're there. For instance, I had a tenant move into one of my properties just recently, and she was like, "Hey, I love these floors. I don't want them to get all nasty with my snowy boots that I drag in, because most of my properties are in the Midwest." She's like, "Do you mind if I get a rug? What color do you want? And I'll just leave it here." Like, they offer to improve your space, right? And it's just really cool. Like, you're still gonna wanna do the standard background checks and screenings. Furnish Finder does have a sister company that offers those services called Key Check, but it's a different type of tenant because they're not traveling for vacation, right? They're traveling to really settle in, and it's cool.
For sure. No, that's a huge part of it. Could you talk a little bit maybe about the differences in, you know, dealing with a, you know, a long-term tenant? You are dealing with, you know, background checks and credit checks. They're living there. There's all of that, and that's great, but you're dealing with them or your management company, and it's just like you to them, and that can get messy with communication. And short-term basis, you're, you know, there's not like background checks and credit checks. There's just the reviews. But there's this difference in this midterm space, and this is the agencies, right? So you're dealing with agencies that, you know, obviously you're going to do your background check and things like that, but it's more almost like a B2C type or B2B type relationship a little bit, where you can develop relationships with these agencies and you can contact them and you know, have a contact there and be professional and be a good operator, be a good landlord, and that can help you. So could you talk a little bit about the differences that is unique to the space, and that is the agency relationship mainly? You know, we're talking, you know, traveling nurses here, because they still are the majority of a single tenant base for midterms.
And it can actually be pretty mixed. It can be agency based, but a lot of these travelers prefer to find their own housing. They like having that control, especially when they're going to a hospital or a facility where they might not, there's a lot of unknowns. A lot of them like to find their own housing, but you are still, if you're a great operator, gonna deal with agencies, you know, at some point, because those relationships are also very important. But you're coming from a long-term, when you're doing a long-term rental, you know, you're going to background screen your tenants. You're going to talk to them a lot before they move in. You're going to answer questions. You might give them a tour of the space, right? You're going to meet them and walk them through. Short-term, it's very much, as far as with the travelers, it's a lot of hands-off with the booking, right? A lot of times you'll book it directly through Airbnb, directly through Vrbo, whatever it is. So you're not doing those background checks, and it's mainly hands-off as far as the booking side and the relationship side, and you're much more in the hospitality world. Midterms really is the middle of both of those, right? You're gonna typically be signing a lease. Furnish Finder is a direct booking lead generation site. So you aren't booking your tenant on Furnish Finder, because we really feel that it's super, super important that you create that relationship and you know your tenant and you do the screenings and everybody makes sure that it's the perfect fit. So we connect you with leads. You start the conversation, figure out if this is the right tenant for you, then you can move to KeyCheck or whatever process you have, but we provide KeyCheck if you want it. And you're going to do the lease and you're going to do the background screening. But it really is, those relationships are super, super important. Just like they're more important kind of on the long-term side, you're going to take those and you might start talking to a healthcare agency or a staffing agency or an insurance agency, because a lot of these can be insurance placements. Someone's, you know, water heater flooded and all of a sudden they're out of their house for 3 to 6 months until it gets repaired. There was a fire, there was a tornado and the tree fell over, right? So you are going to find yourself dealing with tenants and travelers as well as these agencies and organizations that are helping to coordinate things.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, that's a great example. My my brother-in-law, actually, his house got hit, like hit by a tornado, ripped off the roof, did a ton of damage, and you're dealing with insurance claims, and you know, trying to you know not pay for this or pay for that, and take inventory of everything and the water damage and everything. So his family had to do 3 6-month leases. They didn't know how long it was going to be. So 6 month lease, then 6 month lease, then 6 month lease through their insurance. So it is a unique situation, and the fact that you are willing to take, 30, 60, 90 day leases when a majority of the rental units available are 12 month minimums,
right?
It allows you to charge more for rent. So that is kind of where it gets even better, in my opinion, in this midterm space, is you're cash flowing, kind of like a similar to a short term rental, at least per night, or at least closer to that. But then you're having 3 or 4 tenants a year, so the turnover is less, but your cash flow, the fact that you're being flexible and allowing that space, that place for them to stay, and you do have hold the limited supply, the rent you can get is crazy. Like I ran a formula on a 2-1 that we had, 2-bedroom, 1-bath in South City here in Missouri in St. Louis, and it cash flowed like, and that's not a desirable thing for a family either, it cash flowed like $30-$40 a month.
Yeah.
But then when we put it on a midterm basis, we spent a little more money furnishing it, but then it cash flowed over $700 a month. So it is just insane at what you can get for rent that allows you to cash flow. So that's a whole nother thing that sometimes it's your only option right now, is to go this midterm space, assuming you do everything else right.
Right. I always say that the gold standard is kind of 1.5 to 2 times long-term rent. Now that's going to vary a lot market to market and the size of the property, but that's my personal goal always when I'm looking at a property and running the numbers, as well as looking at what I can set the rent price at. I'll always start at roughly 2x long-term rent and adjust around there. But yeah, you're right. It's a little bit more upfront cost because you are furnishing, but then again, you have to remember it's midterm, and I always like to take that little word mid, and like, you're gonna put that on everything, right? Long term, you're not furnishing at all. Short term, you're furnishing, if you're gonna do it right, like to the nines, right? You're adding board games and books and hot tubs and galore. Like midterms is, you want these people to feel comfortable. You want them to have extra sheets, blackout curtains, I always put 2 coffee makers in all my units because I don't know what type of coffee maker people should have or people like, but I think everybody should have an equal opportunity to caffeine. But it's you're going in the middle, right? Like you don't have to provide all of the luxury items and those things that get expensive, because these travelers are, a lot of times, are bringing some of their own comforts from home, and sometimes they'll buy stuff and even add to your unit. I had a unit a while ago that had a vacancy, so I could finally get some professional pictures taken, because that's one of our biggest pushes on Furnished Finder. They can help any listing, is get some professional pictures. I got the pictures back and I was like, oh, I've had like 3 tenants in there, and every one of, I don't know if it's every one of them, but there were several little decor items that were added, and I was like, oh, well, that's fun. Like, it kind of, I don't know, it just, it's, everything's mid, right? Which is just nice. And you're also, like you said, you're not dealing with the turnovers. You're not dealing with the damage. You're not dealing with having the cleaner there 2 times a week. You're not dealing with the wear and tear on a property from people who are there for maybe 5 nights and don't necessarily have the care. And you're not dealing with the wear and tear from a long term when people are moving furniture in and out possibly every 12 months. So it's like literally like the happy zone right in the middle.
No, you're exactly right. And that example I mentioned earlier, like you said, 2 times rent, let's say, but your costs only go up to a certain point. So everything over top of that is just gravy. Now you're a little more expensive with furnishing, but like you said, we usually say, 3, 4, maybe $5 a square foot, depending on obviously your market. But here in St. Louis, it's not like too terrible to actually furnish the property.
Right.
And depending on how deep you go with it, but your costs are here for, a long-term rental, and then they're slightly higher for midterm rental. But then that 2 times the rent, like my example, you get like literally 10 times the cash flow,
right?
Because your expenses are fixed. You just need to get that top line up higher. So that is a huge part of it. And right now there are so many people that are buying rentals in, or looking to buy rentals in an area of, pretty much any city. That's another thing about this, is it's really hard to have, long-term rentals in California or Chicago or New York because they don't cash flow because of cost of living. But this sometimes will go from negative cash flow to positive cash flow. So it'll allow you to buy properties that you maybe wouldn't normally buy because of this, you know, the end game of the midterm tenant.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it makes it huge because owning properties and letting them go up in value and letting the tenant pay down the debt on the property, that's where the wealth is created. So if you're like not going to buy an asset or buy an asset, buy the asset and use this as an extra strategy, assuming you follow the rules.
There you are.
Did I lose you?
You're back.
Got me?
You cut out, but you're back.
Okay. Okay, cool. So another thing I want to get into, and then I do want to talk a little bit about your experiences in the space as owning midterm rentals.
Yeah.
You know, you have nine of them, talking about the process of buying them, and we're going to get in some other things. But another big, and I feel like we just keep hammering the nails, but it's true, is the regulation. So like New York or Dallas, some of these areas are like no short-term rentals, and they can't just say that. They have to put something into place. And what they put into place is usually no 30-day or less lease. Well, guess what? Midterm rentals are almost pretty much exclusively 30 days or more. So any of those areas like Dallas, New York, they're like, no short-term rentals. We're shutting them down. No minimum of 30 days. Well, that's where you can get around it on midterm rentals. And most of those areas that I've done research on, almost every single one of them, that's how they get out of short terms, is they say 30 days or more. And midterms are 30 days or more. So again, it opens up to more places than you normally could do for short terms.
Yeah, it's a very easy pivot from short terms, even if you want to do it seasonally. I've heard of a lot of investors who they have a short-term rental in a very seasonal market. And once kind of their high season is done, they'll flip the switch and turn it to midterm. And not only does that relieve a little bit of the stress of getting those bookings, but it makes it so that, you know, their job as a host relaxes a lot too, so they can get a break. But yeah, generally speaking, in the eyes of regulations, 30 days or more is considered long term. Midterm isn't really a phrase that they have grasped onto yet, which is to our benefit. Now, obviously, it's going to vary area from area, but like you said, generally speaking, 30 days and above, you're clear. I even have two of my own investment properties in HOAs, which I know most investors hate HOAs, but their only rules are 30 days and up. And I'm like, great, that's what I'm doing anyway. So it is really nice to work within that. And like I said, it's an easy pivot, even if you do it seasonally. You know, you can keep your property listed wherever it is and modify your calendar or make it invisible for a while and then throw it on Furnished Finder. And then on the nice thing there is all of the travelers on that platform on Furnished Finder are looking for 30 days and up, right? It's not like a handful are, it's everybody is there for 30 days furnished and up.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's like, to me, it's just another like arrow in your quiver or another like lever to pull. Like the beautiful thing about real estate is you have so many levers. You can go long term, you can do short term, you can refinance, you can wholesale, you can flip, you can, you know, do long term rentals. And now a huge part of what I think we're going to be doing, and I think a lot of people that are catching on to this are going to be doing, is having that midterm just be another lever to pull.
Right.
Like you said, you can take your exact same property short term and mix and match depending on your area, the seasonality, the bookings, whatever it is, and you can go between the two. So it just adds flexibility and adaptability to an already adaptable and flexible investment in real estate. So again, it just piles on with the benefits of investing in real estate and owning assets.
Yeah. I totally agree. It's really nice to have another option in your pocket, especially as the market shifts and is changing so frequently and at such a fast pace now. It's really nice if you have different properties in different stages. You have a list of options you can do with them, and midterm is such a strong one.
Yeah, for sure. Because I don't see prices coming down anytime soon, and if interest rates come down a little bit, I think prices will go up even more.
Totally.
So the cost to own an asset, I don't see substantially going down anytime soon, so you're going to have to get flexible. If your only option was long terms, you're not going to be buying very much in the next couple years, in my opinion, so you're going to have to mix in things like this. Speaking of owning assets, you have nine midterm rentals. Tell me a little bit about them. Are they in the same state, the same location? Are they mixed around? You said they're in the Midwest, so tell me a little bit about your nine midterm rentals and and how those have been going for you and how you kind of acquired them.
Yeah. So like I said, I'm in Denver, but my family is all in Iowa. I'm originally from Iowa. And when we were looking to get into the midterm rental space ourselves, Denver is very expensive. And we liked the idea of starting a little bit smaller. I'm a big proponent of testing the waters before you jump into the deep end of the pool. It's just kind of our approach. I know everybody has their own approach, and that's awesome. So we started small with an arbitrage studio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and it did amazing. So we just kept the ball rolling, and now we're up to 9. We have them in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, and Des Moines. So they're a mixture of purchases and arbitrage. I like to use arbitrage as a way to keep the ball rolling if you don't necessarily have the funds for your next purchase, or you know, you might be entering a new market, something like that. So that's worked really great for us. Everybody's always shocked when I say Iowa, but that's another thing about midterm is there really is demand everywhere, right? It's not, you don't have to be in these traveler hotspots. Like people are traveling for work contracts or medical travel contracts, but they're also going to factories, or they're going to live closer to family, or like I said, they're remodeling their house. So they've done amazingly well. It's been something really cool that I've gotten to do with my family. And it's also kind of let me see the side of Furnish Finder from a customer. So I feel like I can really understand it 100%, like on both sides now, which is amazing. But they've done great. They're full. I think I'd have to technically calculate our occupancy rate, but I think between all 9 units, one of them is about to go live in a couple of weeks and it's already booked. But we've had maybe a couple weeks vacancy total. Like it's usually there's either someone moving in the next day that I have someone moving out, or we have maybe a couple day gap, which is what I prefer so that the cleaner can have time. But yeah, it's been amazing. And it's something that is very repeatable in my opinion, which is one thing that I really liked about it is we actually have one, it's a series of 3 buildings, but we have 3 studio apartments within that same, call it a complex, if you will. I wouldn't really call it a complex, but the same set of buildings. We have 3 because we had one and it was doing so well. And we're like, okay, let's do it again. And it did so well. And then we're like, let's do it again. And they're still performing so great. So it's definitely something where you can copy and paste very easily, which I like, because when you're doing it, like I'm doing it long distance and my family is doing a lot of the heavy lifting. So it's easy when you're just duplicating and not recreating the wheel every time.
Yeah, and if it's repeatable, then it's scalable. And yes, if it's scalable, and that's what leads to why most people invest in real estate is wealth, right, and freedom and financial, you know, independence. And if something's really hard and it takes a lot of stones to uncover and unturn, and everyone's different and you have to figure out a map every single time you begin in a project, that's cumbersome and it's just not logical that somebody's going to repeat and scale it. But if you can set steps into place and put systems into place where you can scale it, that's what leads to, you know, you owning 9, which is your double digits. That's insane. You know, 99% of people don't own 1 and you own 9. So it's really cool to see that you're able to scale and repeat and grow even at a distance. It helps having the boots on the ground, you know, which is huge for, you know, remote investing. But pretty much everybody, if they dig hard enough, they have family, they have friends, they have a kid they grew up with, they have girlfriends from college, or, you know, some of their guy friends from college, whatever it is, they have some type of connection somewhere, someone they trust to at least get the ball rolling. And then after some time, if your boots on the ground aren't, you know, as they're not into as much, at that point you've hopefully made some other connections. So yeah, you're absolutely crushing it there. That is awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, it's really cool. It's very, I feel like it's as passive as it can be, right? Like I said, I'm doing it from a distance. 4 of our properties I've never actually stood foot in, because it was like, okay, I'm arranging everything from there. My family went in and did the furnishings, and you're not showing tenants these properties. You're putting really, really good pictures and descriptions in your Furnish Finder listing, and they're contacting you, reaching out, you're replying to leads, and you're getting those leases signed. Like it's you're right. It is very, very scalable, and it's something that you can put those systems in and repeat.
For sure. So speaking of your success on the investing side, we chatted a little bit about this before we got on here. So investing in real estate, and it is right now currently, it's getting better, but it's a pretty male-dominated mm-hmm. space. I have two daughters, and my goal is to make it, you know, more available for everybody. We have a mentorship community that I mentioned earlier that we're introducing. It's called, you know, Faster Freedom, but we're calling it Fast Her Freedom. Get it? H-E-R, Fast Her Freedom. And, yeah. and we are pushing calls that are going to be, you know, women-led and women-attended, because I talked to some of the women in the group, and we actually have like about 30%, 35% women. So we have That's a good awesome. Women yeah. showing, but it's like they say they don't feel super comfortable getting on a call, you know, with 30 people and, you know, just speaking up right away until they're comfortable. So we're offering that outlet. So would you talk a little bit about, have you had any struggles as far as that goes, or have you noticed kind of the things that I'm talking about, just the male dominant space, and have you seen a shift recently to more females?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely been dominant in the real estate world. That's pretty male heavy. Even when I was in the commercial space, it was even more male heavy. But yeah, I think it's important that as females we show up and we have really strong and confident voices. I think it's important that we remember that everybody here is figuring it out, and we're all looking at data and trends and research, but we're all figuring it out, right? And that's okay. What I love about the midterm space, and I will say, I think the midterm space is growing, particularly with the female audience. So many of the travelers are female. A large majority of the travel medical professionals are females. So I think they do resonate by having that female-to-female landlord-tenant relationship. But part of it is just, you know, the hospitality. But yeah, it's a fantastic place to be. I really also like that there's something cool about midterm when you only need four tenants on average, right? So I do not have a scarcity mindset. And I think with having that abundance mindset where there are plenty of tenants for all of us, because there truly are. If I can only take four a year, right? Like, I will never have enough properties. So to go in and then have that mindset and that environment, I'm like, I want to help everybody. And it really is a rising tide scenario where the better I do, the more people I can help, the better we're all going to do. And the better all of our properties and all of our listings and all of our tenant experiences will be. And then the industry as a whole is going to get so much better. And we're all going to have a better time and make more profit as landlords. So it really does have that feel at the most genuine sense. And I think it really all comes down to the fact that, like, we don't need a million tenants, right? I think it's also something that's very intuitive for females to put themselves in the shoes of a traveler, right? And think, okay, what would they like to make them feel at home? And those relationships are different, right? You're not hosting someone for a weekend or a 7-day stay. You're hosting someone for 30, 60, 90, 120 days. So the last tenant that we had come in, I knew she had made a long trek in, and we left some cookies on the counter for her, and she loved that. So it really is, I think, a great environment for female leaders to just take off in and thrive. And especially since it's still growing, right? Like, this is the beginning stages of midterm. So there's still so much for everybody to learn and discover that we can do that together and just build upon one another.
Yeah, no, I love it. That's so true. The space, it just makes a ton of sense, as well as, like you mentioned earlier, just the four tenants that you have in that, you know, abundance mindset. You know, when you're having your tenants or anybody else in the space, you know, you got your a 90-day contract signed, you know, 30 days out, you know, you got contact your tenant, see if they're extending their contract or they're moving out, and then you know what day to list it. And like you said, list it a day or two after, make sure it's clean, and then you're going to get it rented right away, especially if you have that, if you communicate and plan ahead a little bit, as opposed to long-term tenants. A lot of the time, especially if you do it at scale like we do, you're not in the properties all the time, and you know that they've been lived in for 2 or 3 years, so the the tenant moves out, you have a week or two's work of work and getting a contractor in place and doing everything and then listing it and then waiting another 30 days to approve somebody when their lease is up. So it's fine. I that space works still, but this is just so much more efficient because you know that most likely you're not going to have to do a week or 2 weeks worth of work on the property. The tenant left it in great shape. You can clean it and move on. So it really does fit the best of both worlds and you know, the best of the long term and the best of the short term, and that meets in the middle with the midterm. It's really powerful.
Yeah, and one thing that midterm carries over from the long term side, particularly when you're booking through Furnish Finder, is it's all direct bookings, right? So like you're still going to get a lease and you're still going to get a deposit, which makes a lot of landlords feel more comfortable when they say they have a deposit and you don't have to go through like a damage protection process like an Airbnb or whatnot. Now you can still book those 30 days and up on those platforms. But what I like about the direct bookings and Furnish Finder is I get that lease, right? And I have a deposit. I have had very little history with damages. The worst damage, knock on wood, that I've ever had was I had one tenant where there was a rip in the duvet cover and they cooked something in a pot. I'm not sure what. I'm sure it was delicious, but it was impossible for the cleaner to get off the pot. So I just sent them a text and I was like, hey, like the property looked great at move out. Unfortunately, I just had to replace the duvet. There was a rip in it and we could not get, you know, the residue off of the pans. So we had to replace the pots and pans. So I took like $100 out of their deposit and the response was, okay, great. Thank you so much. Right? Like they're responsible and they've got skin in the game when they do those direct bookings. So I really like personally that like, it feels like a different level of accountability that you get from these tenants, and they're just, it's a different level of commitment.
No, yeah. If that's your your big story of having damage.
Okay.
I know, as you grow and scale, you'll have more, but
totally.
My goodness, we've probably never had that ever in the long-term space on like the low end. So when let's talk a little bit more about Furnish Finder. So when you're booking a long-term tenant, you're, you know, getting on Lockbox, there's going to be a ton of showings, you're getting professional pictures, you're either meeting them there or you have a digital Lockbox, and then you are putting it either like on like a website, like, you know, Tenant Turn or something like that, that's going to put it syndicated to all the sites, or you're putting it on Zillow yourself or MLS and apartments and all these different sites, and then you're approving a tenant and doing all that. And then on the short-term space, you know, you got Airbnb and VRBO, a few different options. But when it comes to midterms, and this isn't just a pitch just for Furnish Finders, but like it's all there. Like you don't have to worry. Like it's all, a lot of it's automated. A lot of the systems are there. There's teaching like it, on Furnish Finders. I want you to walk me through the site a little bit in your mind. But on Furnish Finders, you can go there if you're a landlord and learn best practices. You can go there if you're a tenant and learn best practice. Mm-hmm. So you can learn, as well as everything is there at your fingertips. You don't need to go anywhere else. That's where everybody goes. It's the hub. It's the site. You'll get more tenants than you'll ever need all in one place. So if you wouldn't mind, just talk a little bit about Furnish Finder, just because I truly believe it's the best option for anybody in the space.
Yeah. And you know, I don't want anyone to think this is just a plug because I work at Furnish Finder. I have all of my listings on Furnish Finder as well. And that's how I get my tenants. So that's where I feel really good talking about it, is like, it's literally the tool that we use. I love it because I get to talk to the tenant. I get to do a background check. I get to chat with them a little bit and make sure it's going to be a good fit because they are there for a while, right? So I get to have that relationship and that gut check, and then like literally the security check of a background check and a lease. But it's great because you're going to get automatic leads from travelers who are going on and filling out what we call a housing request. And that's where they go in and they fill out a form and they say, okay, I'm coming to Milwaukee for 90 days. Here are my dates. I have two dogs. I have a kid, so I need a 3-bedroom or whatever it is. They kind of put everything on their wish list. We send it out to landlords that are kind of within that range. And we show you in your back end, like, okay, this person is traveling in your area. Here's the things you match up on. Maybe it's a perfect match. Maybe it's like an almost perfect match. But we essentially, like, if we were a dating site, we're like putting you at the table together, right? And then it's up to you to start that conversation. But we're not trying to like hoard all the communication. So you can communicate through the site. You can also email. You can also text. Like, we're about that connection, right? That's the value that we're really trying to provide, because we want to give you the power to book how it works for you. But providing those connections, because you're right, like in long term, we actually have one long term rental. That's our 10th rental. And it is like every 12 months, I'm like, okay, are these people going to stay for another 12 months? If so, great. If not, I wonder what that looks like behind those doors. And then I got to get it, you know, like you said, spend a couple weeks getting it back up to par, get the cleaners in there. If I need any updated pictures, if anything has changed, then I got to market it. Then I got to show it. With these midterms, I'm not showing properties. Every once in a while, someone will ask and I'll let them know like, hey, it's currently occupied and it stays occupied, but the pictures on Furnish Finder are 100% accurate. So that's hugely, hugely important. But they are, you know, we have the digital lock. We have, so they're letting themselves in. They're taking care of things. So it's just kind of this magical little zone where you still have that self-service side from short terms, but then on the long-term side, you know, it's a very similar process where you're getting to communicate and screen and look at these tenants, because a lot of them aren't perfect matches just because of the state of supply and demand right now, right? A lot of times you'll have someone who's looking for a two bedroom, but they might be okay with a one bedroom, or, you know, they have a pet and you might not normally take pets, but after you're talking to them and you realize that, oh, it's, you know, some sort of a trendy doodle that never sheds or whatever, like you're okay with that. So it is, it's about those connections and relationships and leads.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and if the pictures are different, you can be like, if anything's different, they added more to it. It looks better than it does in the pictures, right? It doesn't look worse ever. So, no, it's something that is huge. And seriously, though, like if you want to like get into this space, like go to Furnish Finders and you can like learn, you can get educated. That's the only site you need. Of course, there are other sites, honestly, and we're not going to plug. I don't even know any other. Yeah. Like we have a handful and our students have a handful, and one of the coaches has 10 here in St. Louis, like in the program.
Awesome.
So we have a decent amount, and the only place I know and the only place that anybody goes is Furnish Finder. So there everything that you need is there for sure.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a passion project for me too as well, adding a lot of landlord education since I've become a landlord of all these midterm rentals as well. So that's something that you'll see more on the site with the blog and our podcast, things like that. It's all we do, right? Midterms is all we do. So that's where we're not trying to take over long-term rentals or short-term rentals. Like it's the best place for midterms, and that's all we do. And I keep forgetting to mention the other benefit between this for this direct booking is you're not going to get those booking fees, right? So that's another thing that Furnish Finder does inherently different is we like to carry that over from the long-term side, right? When you book a long-term rental, you're not paying Zillow 3%. That's the same thing we do. So you're going to pay a low price to list the property. But then we're not skimming the top like a lot of the OTAs. Like you get to keep all of your profit, which like you said, is really important because in this market right now, it's challenging, and midterm is one place that gives you that option to add that cash flow that's hard to get right now. But it's a little bit of a give and take if then you're giving back a percentage of it, or your traveler in their budget, you know, has to budget for all those fees as well. So that's a huge perk to the midterm space.
Yeah, and every little bit counts. And then as far as the long term, I feel like Furnish Finder allows you to rent a midterm pretty easily and walks you through it on a long-term basis. It can be more intimidating. A lot of people will hire a management company to do it for them, and most of them will take the first month's rent as a fee, which is not just 3% off the top, right? It's a $1,500 a month 2-1 or 3-1, whatever it may be. And to lease it, they're going to take $1,500 and then they're going to take their fee every month. So Furnish Finder just kind of allows you to be your own property manager and be confident in that with everything that's on the site. So it's a huge resource. Like even if you're not in the space, go check it out. Mm-hmm. And I think just poke around and see, like you can go see the analytics of supply versus demand, how many people have searched for rentals in your area versus how many are available. And you will be shocked every time, no matter where you are. So those type of things, you can just really get a full width and breadth of the space. And I think it's super smart that you guys are like, this is where we're going to live. We see growth here. We see potential here. We're just going to go all in here. I think there's a lot of power in that as opposed to trying to trickle into other spaces. So I think that's awesome.
Totally. Yeah, the stats page is one of my favorite. If you go to furnishfinder.com/stats, you can put in a city and state, and we're going to give you a free report. And it's just going to give you some really interesting and insightful data. I also tell people, if you're considering starting or transitioning to a midterm, go on the map, right? Dig around as a user and see what's available. That can be very, very insightful when you're seeing and drawing some conclusions, right? If you're looking in Minneapolis and you're looking at the two bedrooms and they all have a future availability date, like, you can easily conclude that they're all booked, right? So you can make some really good inferences and such from that. But there's some good data to take from there as far as the supply and demand on the stats page. And like you said, management is not difficult, right? These people, they move in, they make it home. You're going to manage the utilities. Midterm renters do expect that the utilities are included and paid for. But really, you're not doing the crazy hands-on management of a short-term rental. I know very few people who have hired management companies to handle their midterm portfolios. Usually it's when they get to a really large portfolio or they're living overseas or something where it's just literally too logistically challenging. But I mean, I have a full-time job, clearly, right? I've got two young kids. I've got essentially a zoo full of animals at my house, and we manage ours just fine. And there's some tenants that'll move in. I won't hear for them from 90 days. Right? They're not looking to complain about everything or be my best friend or anything. They're just looking for a safe and comfortable place to stay.
Yeah, for sure. If those have busy lives like you have, people have limited spare time. So use that limited spare time wisely in something that's not going to suck it all away from you and allow you to still have flexibility. And midterm rentals are that for sure. So if somebody, obviously they're going to go to Furnish Finder and check things out. Is there any place that you would like to point anybody that's still listening that wants to learn more? Either anything like you, do you do stuff like personally posts or just the podcast you guys have? Where can people learn more aside, if anywhere, aside from Furnish Finder?
Yeah, so Furnish Finder, the blog, has some good resources. Also, The Landlord Diaries is our podcast. We talk to leaders in the space all over. We're going to talk to you soon, right, Sam? We're going to flip the script on you.
Yep, I think. Let's do it.
Yeah. And so that'll be amazing. And yeah, the podcast is great. It's chock full of information. My co-host there, Kelly, also has a midterm rentals. So it's really cool that we get to give everybody that perspective. I have a personal Instagram. Everybody's welcome to follow and connect with me. I always tell people that, like, reach out if you have any questions. One of my favorite parts about my job is helping landlords, answering questions, doing things like this. But I also tell people, like, I'm not here to be an Instagram influencer. My Instagram is full of everything I love, going from real estate to my kids. So when you get me, you get all me. But my Instagram is at Ms. M.S. Katie Lyon, and it's just L-Y-O-N. So hopefully you guys can reach out there. I always love talking real estate and helping anybody out. Like, it, at the end of the day, it, like, truly does fill my cup. So stay in touch.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, make sure we'll put all that information in the show notes on the podcast, as well as in the description on the YouTube channel. So it'll all be there for everybody. Like, she's offering you free personal resources with her as well as on the site, and you will legitimately go learn. Like, people that get ahead are people that are curious. They want to learn. They don't know it all. And a ton of resources, and utilize the free technology and the free information that Katie's offering for sure to learn a little bit more. Because if you want to scale a rental portfolio and you want to get heavy cash flow, there's not really much of an option right now.
Yeah.
Besides midterms, aside from all the other benefits, it's, even if you didn't agree with those benefits, it's kind of your only option right now, in my opinion, being somebody that's in the space. I have students in all 50 states. So it's the play for the foreseeable future. So I appreciate you taking some time out today to chat with us. Excited to be on your podcast here in the near future. And hopefully we'll be sending more and more people your way, and we'll get together offline, and I will get you scheduled to chat with our community. So appreciate that as well.
Love it. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message, and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.